You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Erk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered that there was a wide, wide selection of music apart from Do-Si-Do by Julie the Band. It's now 2010, and Erk FM comes down the pipe and into your ears bigger, stronger, and faster. Every Friday, it's Erk FM time. Now here's your host of Erk FM, it's Erk. G'day Erk FM fans, it's Erk here coming to you direct from the Channel Erk studio here in Western Sydney, Australia. On this episode we have a selection of Western Australian male artists from the album Folklore, and on the line once again we have Peter from Scuddly Records.
Great to be here, mate.
G'day Pete, welcome back.
Thank you.
No worries. Now, last week we heard from the ladies from the album Folklore that you've produced, and
yep.
I also interviewed you on episode 58. And so, why don't we get straight into the music with the first song?
Yep, this is Sing Me to Sleep by Ryan Webb. And it's, I started the album with it, and I think for good reason. It's just an amazing song, this one. He's got a great voice. He's one of the artists in Perth here that is really on the up and up. He's a soloist and he's with a band, but this song here is his solo stuff. And it's as soon as it starts, you just hear it straight away. There's influences of Damien Rice. There's just the guitar work and the voice alone is enough to carry the song and give it real impact. So hope you enjoy it. It's Sing Me to Sleep by Ryan Webb.
I wish I could be a kid again, 'cause everything seems so much simpler when I'd say, when I grew up, I wanna be just like me. But as the storm clouds gather over my head, I wish it could be a light bulb instead, a bolt of lightning created by me. Late at night, as I'm waiting for sleep to wash over me, suddenly I am alone no more. 'Cause the city lights, they speak and they sing to me. I hear it, I hear it, they sing to me in a whisper soft and sweet. They sing to me, sing me to sleep. It takes a fool to love a fool. She's watching the sun as I'm watching the moon, and she is my swing and I am just her tree. Oh, I wish I could read your mind, babe. My hands on your face like I'm blind, babe. Tracing the lines that I've learned to read between. There's a light that I'll keep inside of me, 'cause I am waiting for you to show up at my door. But the city lights, they speak and they sing to me. I hear it, I hear it, they sing to me in a whisper soft and sweet. They sing to me, sing me to sleep. Don't ask me why, baby. been wondering why I'm not what you're looking for. Oh, oh, the city lights, they speak and they sing to me. I hear it, they sing. They sing to me, sing me to sleep, sing me to sleep.
You're listening to IRC FM, of course. IRC FM is my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week. And, of course, don't forget to check out the website at www.irkfm.com and also find out what's happening with Insomnia Radio Australia as hosted by me. Now, we're going to have another song now called Damn Shame by the Scuttlebugs. And, Peter, you're in this one.
Yeah, mate, that's me. I actually, as I explained in the previous, I think it was episode 58 when I was speaking to you earlier, this song here came about because one of the artists that was originally booked in to do this album couldn't unfortunately do it in the end, and I needed to fill up the time slot, so I thought I'd just have a crack at writing a song again. I've been doing songwriting for a while now, but nothing like this, nothing in this sort of vein. So I just, I'm not a very competent singer, so I thought I'd just do something that's like telling a story and put on a character, and as a result, Damn Shame by the Scuttlebugs was born, so here it is.
Ride me all around the town. My crown seems to tumble off the bed sheets.
Now, there's some bands that have interesting names. The Scuttlebugs is one of them. How did that name come about?
It's interesting. It's one of those things where I needed a name that was... It sounded sort of, I suppose, cutesy and interesting, but in actual fact, there's this thing called the Scuttlefly, which it lives out its whole life basically in a corpse. So I thought it was an interesting little sort of name that sounded cutesy, but actually had quite a sinister sort of meaning to it. So I thought it'd be a good sort of blend of the two worlds, and that's always the sound of the song comes down to that too. It's a fun sort of song with a sinister message, so I thought it worked well.
And of course, our next artists are called Lost Not Hiding. What's the story there?
Okay, Lost Not Hiding is actually, again, a performance by me, but not quite as, I suppose, eccentric in a way. Lost Not Hiding, the name itself, was inspired by a band called Waving Not Drowning. I thought it was just an interesting little sort of way of approaching a name. So I thought Lost Not Hiding, interesting little point. The song itself is my attempt at actual singing, which you can decide for yourselves if it worked or not, but it's just a fun little song. I've definitely had a sort of a British influence in this song. It felt like it come out of the UK to me anyway. It's the guitar work itself. I've used an open tuning, which is normally a tuning you'd use in blues, and I was hoping to get sort of a bluesy feel to it, or albeit a sort of, I suppose, folky sound. But just make up your own mind about this one. I love it, obviously. But let's see what you think. Let It Slide by Lost Not Hiding.
You're listening to IRC FM episode 64, and with me we have Peter from Scuddly Records. And
great to be here, mate.
It's great to have you on the West Coast, and of course this album is an attempt by you to increase the profile of grassroots performers in Western Australia, which is really good.
It is, and I'm hoping it'll get some. I mean, so far it's been great response from the public here and from friends and family, so I'm hoping to spread it as far as it can go, mate.
Awesome. So let's get on to our next song. This is called At the Windsor.
At the Windsor by Sal. Now, I've known Sal for about 10 years. We actually went through university together, and until recently we were in a band, Salve and the Troubadours, which is a fantastic little folk band that Salve put together and I performed lead guitar for. And this song, At the Windsor, we actually conceived of, and you'll hear in the lyrics, because of his experience playing in different bands at this one pub at the Windsor, with the Windsor Hotel. So it's a great little groovy song, and it's recorded in a style, I suppose a very vintage sounding style, which is why you'll hear this and think that it's almost good enough of vinyl, the sort of sound it is. So it's called At the Windsor, and it's by Salve.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. At the Windsor Hotel when I was 17, when Brooks is shout, drinking and drumming keen. Introduction to bourbon, a dry sand book, a smile, some Bloody Mary eyes, three folks on a milk crate stage. I remember all the racket we made, then waiting around for drinks and to get paid. We put a crowd on a Wednesday night, added my mistakes to get them right, struggling to get laid. Yeah! I'll see you while sometime at the Windsor Hotel. To their surprise, I was back here once again.
If you like what you hear, you can go to the show notes at IRCFM.com, click on the links, find out more about the artists, support them, listen to more of their music, watch some of their videos, and let them know that you heard them here on IRCFM. I'm looking forward to hearing this next artist called Pete Usher.
Pete Usher, and the song's Out of My Depth. And this is the second song on the album that's purely guitar and voice. Along with Sing Me to Sleep by Ryan Webb. This Out of My Depth by Pete Usher, it's a great little sound. It's a great sounding song. And I've known Pete through the open mic experiences I had. I met him down at a place called the Woodbridge Hotel in Guildford. And he performed right after me and Sal did our little duet when we started off playing together. And we were just blown away by his voice, his incredible voice. And he's also an incredible artist, a painter. So he's talented in too many things, this guy. He's really, really great. And he's just a great guy in general. And the sort of sound you get from this song, it's a very bluesy sound. It could have been written 60 years ago. It's just one of my favorites. And it's called Out of My Depth, Pete Usher.
You got someone keeping an eye on you. You couldn't run, not if you wanted to. You're frozen, it's like you just can't move. And I know this, 'cause I've been watching too. Well, you can take all these bills I gotta pay. You can have my aching heart so far away. Give it shelter, somewhere safe to stay. If you're lonesome, I'll turn a blind eye today. Scratch the surface and dive on in. Throw caution to the wind. You got more than meets the eye, I'm guessing. You know I'm out of my depth. You know that I'm swimming. Well, you've always had such big things you're gonna do. You've always had longest road out in front of you. Well, off you go now, boy. There's so much to prove. But don't forget, there's someone watching you. Scratch the surface and dive on in. Throw caution to the wind. But you got more than meets the eye, I'm guessing. You know I'm out of my depth. You know that I'm swimming. You know I'm out of my depth. You know I'm swimming. You know I'm out of my depth. Don't you know that I ain't swimming?
IRC FM is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting, which you can find at musicpodcasting.org. If you like IRC FM, go to the show notes and you may indeed find some other music podcasts from around the world. We have a wide variety of locations and a wide variety of genres that you may enjoy, but I'm definitely enjoying this music. And we have Pete from Scuddly Records with us, and we're going to talk a bit about Seventh Sky.
Seventh Sky by Jai Deeg. This guy here is actually a comedian. He goes by the name Boofhead, and he's done some circuits around the East Coast and up the North and South Coast of Western Australia. And I've known him for a while now, and I've actually completed an album with him called Bring Back the Boof. And it's just a fantastic Aussie comedic sort of album. And if you get the chance to check it out, I'll definitely recommend it. And it should be up on my website, actually, the information for it at scuddlyrecords.com. But this song in particular, Seventh Sky, is very different from that. And it's more akin to, I suppose, early Cruel Seeds sort of sound. This is a really pure... it's almost like the guys got all together and just started jamming, and I had a mic in the room. It's got that really raw sound, and it's just beautiful. It's called Seventh Sky, Jai Deeg.
here on our own. And I don't want nothing, even if it is free. But you gotta give something, then you just gotta let it be. See, the rules keep changing, this is how I feel. Can't grab something if you just ain't. I'm coming home. Suicide scandals, while you're rocking in a chair, and you're sitting all kosher with a devil's slick hair. For your keepsake, but don't you seem to drown? And there's nowhere to run on the day you're gonna die. So the rules keep changing, this is what I know. Gotta move fast so we can die slow. I'm coming home.
This next song has an interesting title, Four Kinds of Cheese by Heath Marshall. Now, you were saying, Peter, before that Heath has actually come across the country to the West Coast.
Yes, he originally comes from Canberra, and he's only come over recently from Canberra to live here and sort of make a name for himself in Perth. And this song here, Four Kinds of Cheese, it's a very interesting little song, and if you hear him, He's got a monster of a voice on him, and you know he's a monster of a guy. He's 6'8", and it's just it was just really really fun, in, you know, recording this guy. He's a solo performer as a band. He's got his own kick drum, hi hats, cymbals, and he plays the guitar and sings at the same time. It's one of those one man shows, and you can definitely hear that in this song. So it's Four Kinds of Cheese by Heath Marshall.
Between the lines, not even all the sauce in the world can't contain this one-track mind. This must be love, so what's the deal? There's no shame in the way I feel. So waiter, won't you please serve it all with four kinds of cheese?
The song you just heard was called Four Kinds of Cheese by Heath Marshall. Is there any cheese at all? What's the story behind the title? It's an interesting one.
It is, isn't it? It is. I've yet to find the meaning in that. I'm sure there is, and it's something that escapes me. So I'm sure if your listeners can work it out, they should write in and let you know.
And speaking of names, sometimes a song title is enough to get me to listen to the song, believe it or not. This next one is by Andrew P. Bond, and it's called Ballad of Dangerous Dave.
Absolutely. This guy is a great performer, and he's just a great songwriter. His song, Andrew P. Bond originally hails from Blackpool in the UK. And he's been here for a while just doing his own thing, getting gigs whenever he can, and again, working a day job like a lot of these artists do, and this fits in between that, the time to perform and come and record. But this song in particular was written here. This is Ballad of Dangerous Dave. It's actually based on his experience in Perth, living in hostels here when he first came out. And so it's actually dedicated to someone in particular. I've never met him, and I'm sure a lot of people know exactly who he is when they hear the song, but I'm personally at a loss who he is. But this doesn't matter, because the song itself is just a corker. And he was really after he performs everything on this apart from the lead guitar. And the sort of sound he's after is sort of a Beatles / House of the Rising Sun influence, which I think we pull off quite well. So, I'll let you hear it. This is Ballad of Dangerous Dave by Andrew P. Bond.
And a shout out to anyone called Dave.
As a man walks under a cloud, who knows what plays upon his mind, or the reason he's trying to hide. Late to rise and late to bed, yet again, as he tirelessly builds his nest on an island far off the coast. His name in lights, he reigns over his domain. A place for tough guys who never cry. Who can question his wise command? Or despite what deals he's made, and alone despite all the girls he's laid, he jumps from one prospect to another. Born into war, he grew up out on the streets, became his own biographer and his own best friend. He searched high and low for his true calling, vanishing over the horizon, leaving a trail of unpaid bills. For despite what deals he's made, alone despite all the girls he's laid, he jumps from one prospect to another. Oh, despite what deals he's made, and alone despite all the girls he's laid, what he lost can't be claimed back with an invoice.
Been listening to Irk FM episode 64, and to finish off we have a song called Small Hands.
Small Hands by Brendan Gaspari. This is a great song, actually. One of the artists on this album that I really enjoy recording with and just listening to. I've managed to get an EP finished with Brendan recently, and his songs are very, I don't know, there's a lot of humour and cheekiness to them. It's a great thing. It's the EP is called Get Through Tonight, and you'll also look at the website for details for that, or go visit Brendan's MySpace page for more details. But this song in particular, it's a really nice little tune, and very akin to Josh Pyke, the style, but quite unique, and it's just a really haunting sound. It's got just him and the guitar and voice, and violin just playing through the whole song in the background, just sort of creeping in every now and then. And it's it's got quite an effect on it, and it's a great way to end the album. It just sums it up perfectly. So this is Small Hands by Brendan Gaspari.
unlock the chains to your trapped heart, and know I will hang on to your every word. 2 in the morning never feels late when I'm with you. Send me a text to say you're made at home, and know I will read it through more than once. I wish we could see each other Friday night. I really like you. Everything you said reminded me. Every sudden pause killed me. I like the way that I don't have to tell you this. You seem to understand. I say this as I hold your small.
And indeed, that was a very nice way to finish the episode. I'd like to thank everyone for listening, but more importantly, a big thank you to all the bands and a big thank you to Peter from Scudley Records for being here over the period of 3 weeks.
Thank you very much, mate. It's been a pleasure.
keep in touch, mate. If you've got any other artists you want to send my way, let me know.
Absolutely, well, mate. Thanks so much. And thank you very much for IRC FM. It's been wonderful.
No worries. Don't forget, you can find out more about the artists and Scuddly Records by going to the website at www.irkfm.com. You can go to Scuddly Records at www.scuddlyrecords.com. Find out more about the artists and how to support them. Until next week, I'm IRC, and wherever it is that I see you across Channel IRC, good night, Interweb. You have been listening to a Channel IRC production. Channel IRC and all five podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Free Sound Project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel IRC, go to www.channelirc.com.